This brief presentation is based on my doctoral research and the experience of teaching hundreds of international students for a University of California's language and culture program. It can be a challenge for a teacher of international students to get them to interact beyond their seating groups, as they tend to cluster by nationality. It can also be a challenge for an instructor to effectively teach with such a diversity of nationalities and learning styles in a common classroom. Thus, the problem this study addressed is that teachers in international courses are frequently not able to accommodate the wide range of cultural variations among a growing diversity of international students. Numerous citations in my dissertation support this research, which is available at the website wwmr.us. Some of the most practical examples of themes and images that transcend cultural differences may be found, of all places, in television commercials. In my international communications courses, we look at commercials from around the world. Such advertisements are one of the most efficient forms of communication ever devised, in my opinion. They are little quantum packets of information, demographically resonant and necessarily concise. In a typical course on communications, we'll view more than 100 commercials from around the world, such as this one from Sweden for a brand of disposable diapers. Over the years of teaching international students, I noticed that certain commercials, such as the one we just saw, often gets the students interacting within their own seating groups, but more importantly, it gets them talking beyond their cultural seating groups. And my question was simply, what's going on here? Which led to my doctoral research into what sorts of themes and images might create a positive transcultural resonance within an international classroom comprised of diverse nationalities and cultural backgrounds. And furthermore, how might any resonant themes and images be applied in practical course design? Since 2001, hundreds of international students have taken my courses taught at an international language and culture program provided through a California university. These students have come from dozens of countries, and the majority of students have come from culturally distinct countries, including Japan, South Korea, Turkey, Brazil, Germany, and Italy. For the study's research, a total of 47 students participated in a formal reliability-tested survey representing 11 countries. The students viewed video clips and rated their opinions on a simple 7-point Likert-type measurement scale. The images and themes that scored high on the scale with a low level of variance indicated a positive resonance, and high levels of variance indicated a dissonant reaction to a clip. Well, not too surprisingly, the cocktail party taboo topics of politics, religion, and sex scored for creating discord or dissonance or a neutral indifferent reaction in the classroom, as did attempts at humor, which just don't translate well between cultures. Now, there may be times when an instructor might want to inject some dissonance in the classroom to encourage debate and discussion, or encourage some indifference just to calm things down. However, our focus here is on the themes and images that may create a positive resonance or a sense of shared experience in the classroom. And a little later, we'll consider how those findings might be applied to course design. Well, if there is one most universally uniting cultural commonality, it's the appeal of babies. And it ranked as the number one most transculturally resonant measure in the study. And here is one of the highest scoring baby clips in this commercial from France. An old rule in advertising is to put a dog in your commercial if you want broad appeal across a large audience. And this proved true in this study as well, with animals ranking high in student resonance, close to that of babies. Here's a sample high-scoring clip from Singapore.
Kia 2002 range has arrived.
Love, marriage, rifts between partners and siblings. In this study, it's a theme that transcended cultural differences, especially those that illustrated a conflict between mates, as in this clip from Mexico. The international students often seem unified in their love of sports, especially for soccer, or football as it's called around the world, even beyond provincial rivalries. And this is sometimes referred to as the international spirit of the World Cup, for example, or the spirit of the Olympics, where excellence becomes the measure. And here's one of the highly ranked sports clips, this one from Poland.
In the spirit of the World Cup, IDEA connects all soccer fans by giving away for free the national anthem as a ringtone.
Self-image is one of the more abstract themes in this study. We all have a self-image and appreciate that others have a self-image of themselves. We may not understand or relate to that image, but there does appear to be a transcultural interest in the self-image of others. And here is a highly rated clip describing how the Canadians perceive themselves.
Hey, I'm not a lumberjack or a fur trader, and I don't live in an igloo or eat blubber or own a dog sled. And I don't know Jimmy, Sally, or Susie from Canada, although I'm certain they're really, really nice. I have a prime minister, not a president. I speak English and French, not American, and I pronounce it about, not a boot. I can proudly sew my country's flag on my backpack. I believe in peacekeeping, not policing, diversity, not assimilation, and that the beaver is a truly proud and noble animal. The toque is a hat, the Chesterfield is a coat, and it is pronounced dead, not
we're all born, live, and die. We have that in common across cultures, our fundamental humanity, and mortality. I joke with my students that we all share the same life cycles, and everything else is just details. The resonant life cycle theme is conveyed in this clip from Thailand.
Ugh.
The use of transcultural themes and images may help international students to fit in and perform better through several contributions, such as comfort, as students in a strange situation look for familiarity to get their bearings, and bonding, as students relate to one another through common ground, and integration, where students interact better within a group through common ground. Content relevancy, where theoretical course concepts may be illustrated with practical metaphors and similes. And attentiveness, where transcultural tools can help attract students' attention front and center with a resonant image. So let's consider how the findings of this study may be applied to an undergraduate level course in global economics, serving a classroom of international students with multimedia tools such as slideshows and videos. Well, students are frequently reluctant participants in a required course on economics. The economic concepts may be theoretical and bewildering, so the students appreciate a familiar example, such as how economic and technological developments might be illustrated with the resonant assistance of cows. For example, prior to refrigeration, the only way to keep milk fresh at home was inside the cow. This meant twice daily milkings, early in the morning and again late in the afternoon. Once we had refrigeration, we could just go out and buy a half gallon of milk, freeing up our resources for other forms of personal and societal development. A course in global economics might well address the social and economic costs of war, slave labor, trafficking in women and children, and so on. Such issues may make a deeper and more resonant impression on the students if presented through the impact on babies and young children. Well, here is an effective use of the relationship theme to help demonstrate John Nash's theory of equilibrium from the popular movie A Beautiful Mind. The clip calls into question a fundamental principle of Adam Smith that the driver of individual self-interest may not completely serve the common good.
Adam Smith needs revision.
What are you talking about?
If we all go for the blonde, we block each other. Not a single one of us is going to get her. So then we go for her friends. But they will all give us the cold shoulder because nobody likes to be second choice. But what if no one goes for the blonde? We don't get in each other's way. And we don't insult the other girls. That's the only way we win.
Resonant sports metaphors may be effective in talking the students through complex concepts. For example, the principle of mixed cooperative and competitive economic drivers may be resonantly demonstrated through this example of the Daytona 500, where a race car driver must attract a drafting partner in ever-shifting patterns of cooperation and competition among rivals. The resonant theme of self-image may be effectively applied as an economics course considers related issues of business ethics, various perspectives on wealth and value, and different takes on human socioeconomic interaction. For example, this might be illustrated by considering the Maasai concept of value and beauty in others, an enriching perspective from one of the world's poorest peoples. Well, student discussions in both face-to-face and online classrooms may be useful to address greater economic and social issues. Discussion topics such as unemployment, military service, education funding, healthcare support, family planning, and so on may be more interactive and engaging with transculturally resonant life cycle themes and contemplating how those topics impact the students every day and throughout their lives. Water was difficult to specify as an isolated theme or image, But nonetheless, water appears to have a common appeal among the international students, and it may serve as a transcultural tool through possible water-related group activities, such as get-acquainted excursions with a boat trip or a picnic on the shore. Beyond the academic benefits that might be gained from such transcultural tools, they could benefit similar international gatherings in business and government and other global relations as well. And further study could be useful in measuring applied transculturalism, examining just how well does it work, and are there additional and perhaps even better transculturally resonant themes and images and methods for their application. For example, there appears to be some transcultural resonance in discussions of food and international music and space exploration. And ironically, as we find greater common ground to enhance our global relations, we may also come to better appreciate our differences. And finally, I would be remiss if I didn't express my eternal gratitude to the hundreds of international students who have taken my courses over the years and their boundless contributions of insights and good humor.